Practice Test 3, page 12.
The Queen of Gymnastics. Agnes Kellady, known as the Queen of Gymnastics, died in 2025 at the age of 103. She was one of the greatest gymnasts in Olympic history and the oldest living Olympic medal winner. In her life as an artistic gymnast, Kellady competed in 2 Olympic Games and won 10 Olympic medals, including 5 gold medals. She went on to train hundreds of coaches and athletes in Israel and Europe. Agnes Kellady was born in Budapest, Hungary, and at the age of 4, she joined a local Jewish club to begin gymnastics training. As a young child, she already showed great talent in this sport and had many achievements. In fact, she won first place in a national championship when she was only 16. However, when World War II began, she was no longer able to compete. Kellady was told that she couldn't train with her gymnastics team anymore because she was Jewish. When World War II ended, Kellady returned to gymnastics and won many national and international prizes. She competed in the Melbourne Olympics in 1956 when she was 35 years old. Kellady was competing against much younger gymnasts, and many people didn't expect her to win a medal. Surprisingly, she won 4 gold and 2 silver medals. She ended up breaking 2 records in the 1956 Olympics. She was the oldest gymnast to win gold, and she won more medals than any other gymnast. In 1957, she decided to move to Israel. She taught physical education in Netanya, and she also coached the Israeli Olympic gymnastics team for many years. In 2007, she received the Israel Prize for her contribution to sports in Israel. Kellady loved her life in Israel, but she also missed Hungary. Because of this, she returned there in 2015. Agnes Kellady died only a few days before her 104th birthday. She was without a doubt one of the greatest gymnasts of all time, and people around the world will remember her for her amazing achievements. President Isaac Herzog says that Kellady was an incredible woman, and her life story will always be a part of gymnastics history.